Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time to embark on a twisting and turning journey through sports. A strange journey.
What can I do? How can I reverse this?
Sit back, relax. Yeah, and ignore that last part if you're driving. Always have your hands at 10 and 2 with 97.3 on your radio. Gwen and Chris go through the best of the rest of the day. The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
And the Big Five is brought to you by Penske Lincoln in La Mesa. Good looks, elegance, sophistication. That's what it's like to drive a Lincoln. And Penske Lincoln in La Mesa makes it uncomplicated and easy. Penske Lincoln, 8850 Grossmont Boulevard. Also want to shout out Gary, our guy, our biggest fan. He called in, so he is qualified for.
And how was his name pronounced?
Wynn.
Okay, yes. So you were right, Scraby. Sorry about that, Gary, but congratulations for being our biggest fan today. Well done.
Yes, absolutely. We will have another one for you tomorrow. At the same time frame. Not the same exact time, but time frame.
Number five.
Sports Illustrated has put out their Sports Person of the Year. They announced that today.
Hang on, can I guess?
Yeah, yeah.
Because okay. I don't even have any idea who
you have
it
no
would
idea.
Be.
All right.
No, I don't.
Tony's looking at the doc, so I think he already knows.
Oh, so
what's
he
this?
Knows.
The Sports Person of the Year?
Sports Person of the Year.
Oh, I'm looking at the doc now.
Oh.
All right,
well,
let's
Chris
see.
Is going to guess.
I'm going to take a guess. How about Brady again?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty obvious.
I don't know. Was it?
Yes, you got it right.
Brady Hoke?
Yeah.
Tom Brady.
I can't with you.
And you say Tom Brady like he did it last year.
He's never been?
No, he has been, but it was 2005 was his last time.
2005.
As the Sports Person of the Year. As I said, it's the second time he's won the award. Sports Illustrated basically said in a really, really long article that Tom Brady doing what he's doing in his 40s is so incredible, they couldn't look in a different direction. So, Tony, do you think Tom Brady is a worthy winner?
Yes, he is. He's old as hell, and he's still playing like he's young, and it doesn't seem like he's slowing down at all.
No. He,
so much so that he's leading the league in touchdowns
and yards
right now. Mm-hmm. He's doing it with a different team, a new set of bodies, but the same result. And so, I don't want to say I've hated on Tom for a long time, but because he played for the Patriots, I just did not want him to root for him. But now I want to root for him. He's playing with the Bucs, and he's still doing it. And I think he is more than deserving of Sportsman of the Year.
All right, Chris, what do you think?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I'm trying to think of some other good candidates. Novak Djokovic in tennis could have been a great candidate for that, but he didn't quite win the Grand Slam. He lost the final match of the U.S. Open. But, no, I go Brady here. There was nobody in golf that had a completely dominating year.
No. Colin Morikawa.
All right.
No.
Anyway, in baseball, you would have had to go with Eddie Rosario, and I don't think that would fit.
Nope.
I think Giannis probably was close for what he did leading the Bucks, but no, this is Brady's award again. And you know, look, I thought he was out of my hair, you know, out of the division. All he did was throw for 5 touchdowns against the Dolphins this year while playing with the Buccaneers. I mean, this guy is just, he's timeless. And it's absolutely, even if, like you said, Tony, even if you've never been a Brady fan, and I never have been because he's, you know, on the team I root against, but if you're any kind of follower of sports, you have to appreciate what he continues to do. Even if you don't like it, you have to appreciate it. It's remarkable that he's not just playing in the NFL and not just good. He's still probably the best player in the NFL.
Mm.
Come on now. Mm. What is he, 42?
40, 44?
Who?
Tom, Brady? Is he 45?
I think he's 45.
45?
No, he's 44.
44?
He's
got 43? It.
I think he was 43 last year, so I think he's
last year.
I think he's 44 this year.
He is 44.
Yeah,
turned 45 on August 3rd.
Just turned 44 a couple months ago.
Yes,
he's remarkable. Yes, I don't know what else you can say. Even if you don't like him, you gotta give him his due.
Number four.
We officially learned the name of the new Aztec Stadium. We briefly talked about it yesterday, but Qualcomm has agreed to keep their name in the stadium game here in San Diego, and the stadium is going to officially be called Snapdragon Stadium. And that should probably be familiar to you, because they named Qualcomm Snapdragon Stadium like one time for a game, one time. Like they had a special promotion and they changed it for one game.
Not familiar to me.
But the really?
No. Not familiar to me.
Don't though. Remember that.
Don't recall that.
All right. Well, Qualcomm signed on for 15 years and $45 million.
Good.
To name it Snapdragon Stadium. Chris, do we like this name?
Maybe they can pay me a little more now at San Diego State to broadcast the women's basketball game.
Very true.
All that money they got coming in.
They got the money now.
I'm going to ask for a raise.
What's 15 divided by 45? Is it 3?
Yes.
So $3 million a year.
I don't know if that's a good or a bad deal. I'm just glad
it's a good deal.
Somebody signed up. I mean, and it does seem like a pretty good deal, although, you know, how many huge, high-profile national television games are the Aztecs going to play?
Every week.
And, I don't know, CBS Sports Network isn't necessarily what I was referring to. But yeah, it's great. Anything to support, you know, the cause.
I read in the article that it's a great deal for SDCCU, because in the last year of Qualcomm, or SDCCU Stadium, I should say, they paid $500,000. So this is a, you know, major upgrade for the Aztecs. But Snapdragon Stadium.
Well, I mean, look at the stadiums.
It looks nice.
Right. I mean,
it looks nice.
It's going to be nice. It's going to be very nice.
And you like the name?
It's going to have to grow on me.
Really?
I mean, Snap.
Not as much as the Laker one?
No, not as much as Crypto.com. Actually, you know, they're probably going to grow on me the same. It's not that I hate it. It's just, you know, Snapdragon Stadium. Is that what it's?
Yep.
Yeah, it just doesn't flow yet.
I think it sounds cool.
Snapdragon Stadium. Here down here at Snapdragon Stadium.
Coming live from Snapdragon Stadium.
it doesn't have to ring yet, but I'm sure the more I hear it, the more
I'm going to head down to the Snappy.
The most important part is the school is getting some bread for this name. So
yes,
that's right.
Yes, they are.
And I'm going to ask for a ring.
I'm all for that.
Let's go! Little chilly. Right out. It's about 50-something. It's like a fall night down there in the south. Perfect.
Why you play right here?
Why you play? Play 20 of them for this one right here.
Hey, how many you throw for?
Yeah,
how many touches you got?
Just two.
That's it. I need two more on my fantasy, dog. Come on.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. That's a good
one. All right, that was Philip Rivers. And if you want to go see the rest of that video, it's posted on Twitter at NFL Throwback. So it was just I got lost in the 2 minutes and 48 seconds. Philip Rivers is a very entertaining
He's
person to watch.
Awesome.
I don't care if you like him or not. You have an opinion about him. And my opinion is strong that he is a good guy, because I've met him before. So, Tony, it's his 40th birthday today. And I found myself in that wormhole on YouTube. And it got me thinking, and I want to know what your favorite Philip Rivers memory is.
First of all, happy 40th birthday to...
Happy birthday, Philip!
To Forever San Diego's, I think, favorite quarterback.
Yeah.
I'm a big Philip Rivers fan. I love the fact that he's now paying it forward to the high schoolers now as a coach. My moment for Philip is still when he had the torn knee in Indianapolis, that playoff game, and they go in and they get the win. I mean, he literally played that game on one leg, as we found out later, and led that team to a big victory. That from that point on, you couldn't tell me anything about Philip. And he continued to show that throughout the rest of his career, that toughness and that grit. That's my favorite moment of Philip.
Chris, what is your favorite Philip Rivers moment?
It's going to have to be Sunday, January 13th, 2008.
Okay. I remember this day.
Yes, you do, because it's the same day Tony just talked about. just a phenomenal performance that he turned in to beat the Colts on a broken leg or a torn up knee, whatever it was. Rallying the Chargers a couple of different times in that football game. They were down at halftime, came back in the third quarter, then they fell behind again in the fourth quarter twice. He brought them back. I mean, you look at that game, Rivers made the passes. It was actually, I'm looking at the box score now, Billy Volek had to come in and rush in for the go-ahead touchdown with 5 minutes to go in the game. I don't remember exactly what the circumstances were surrounding that, but I remember Rivers throwing some absolute dimes.
Dimes, yeah.
Dimes!
Yeah, yes, he did.
He threw one to Chris Chambers that fell out of the sky.
It was like a pillow, right?
In between three different defenders is running down the sideline. I can picture right now. Rivers had some of the great accuracy of all time.
Yeah, he did.
He really, truly did, even with that funky throwing motion. I think that was his highlight moment, the game at Indy that he won, you know, in the playoff. And, you know, the other thing I want to mention is that as a reporter, Philip Rivers was aces to mm-hmm. deal with. Absolutely aces, straight up. If he was a little mad at you, he'd tell you. But no, I'm just saying, he was honest and straight up.
Yeah,
I mean, he
gave you
the time of day, made time. He understood that he was the quarterback and never looked like he wasn't enjoying the experience. And, you know, like I said, I had a great experience around Philip Rivers all
the way.
He
even sat with me during a dinner one time and was very nice. And Philip and I became best friends. And so...
Oh, well, then call him and wish him happy birthday if you're a decent guy.
He couldn't come on today. I texted him.
You're a decent guy.
I'm getting a suggestion for the stadium nickname, which would be from @BrutusFan619. @MattScraby, we'll call it the Dragon. I like that. Going down to the Dragon.
Going to the Dragon.
You like that?
Nickname, the Dragon? I can get down with that.
@JacobBruh for the Sports Person of the Year. How about Shohei Ohtani? That's pretty big.
Probably would have beat out Edward Rosario.
Wait, what was that?
For instead of Tom Brady, Shohei Ohtani, Sports Person of the Year.
Nah, it's Tom.
Your love for Tom Brady is.
Your hate for Tom Brady is ridiculous.
Well, you know, never ending.
Cheating follows him wherever he goes.
Oh
okay?
My God!
Number two.
The Texans are trying to get
out
of the...
with this guy.
Texans are trying. It's true though. Texans are trying to get out of the hole they are in, but it's going to be a little worse before it gets
better.
He's
the most, if what you say is true, he's the most prosperous cheater of all time.
In August 2020, the Texans signed the 2020 NFL tackles leader Zach Cunningham to a 4-year contract extension worth $58 million. Then today they waived him, and for next season, they're going to have to pay the price. They're going to have to pay $12.8 million in dead cap, which means that it counts towards next season's salary cap. Head coach David Culley said, quote, "We have standards. I didn't feel like those standards were being met consistently. It wasn't tough at all to waive Cunningham. It's about the team. It's not about one individual player. Chris, does a move like this set a tone for the Texans, or is it just something that happened?"
No, I think it's a good move. I think if you're a franchise that's struggling to find yourself, you have to make that not only to make the statement that the team matters more, but you have to show that the team matters more. So I think it's a good move. If I was on the cusp of the Super Bowl, then, you know, by cutting him loose, I could be hurting the team.
Mm.
Whereas right now, we're just trying to develop the right framework of a team. So I think it's a solid move.
Yeah, so much, especially in a game of football, is about setting a tone, setting a standard. And when your team has been, you know, woefully bad for some time, sometimes you have to make a decision like this to kind of catch everybody's attention. A guy who, you know, was making probably one of the higher salaries in this roster is just cut like that a year after signing an extension. So it does seem to send a message. And if you're David Culley, this is the type of attention you want to have from your players and let them know it doesn't matter who you are. You can go.
I appreciate the Texans for doing this, even though they knew that this was going to count for almost $13 million on their salary.
That's the
cap.
Message in itself, right? Is that this hurts them financially, yet we find it important to make this move.
Number one.
The Heisman Trophy is going to be given away on Saturday, if anyone didn't know, which would be me until I looked it up today. But we talked about the nominees the other day, which are Bryce Young of Alabama, Aiden Hutchinson of Michigan, Kenny Pickett of Pitt, and C.J. Stroud of Ohio State. Tony, is it time to spruce up the Heisman Trophy?
I don't know that it's time to spruce it up. I think the players are the ones that spruce it up. And other than Bryce Young, there just hasn't been that these eye-catching, you know, moments in college football like we're used to seeing. I think it's just one of those years this season.
Chris?
Highlight of the college football season was Matt Araiza's 82-yard punt. He should win the Heisman.
I don't know why he's not nominated. I mean, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, the Heisman has kind of been dragged down a little bit just over time.
All right. That's it for the Big Five.
All right.
When we come back, Tony and I taking over.
5 o'clock hour on the way. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.